Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered. Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is. Hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
And we're back. On the East Coast, though. I remember watching this video as a kid on MTV, and it was cool, and, you know, they like to welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West, but I was with Biggie. Couldn't really rock with Tupac and Dre back in the day when it was the whole East Coast, West Coast rivalry. All right, Paulie, we got it, man. California knows how to party. Yeah, and they're partying now. Blake Snell goes to Cali from Seattle. He's going to be a San Francisco Giant. Now, my guy Brendan Cuddy just tweeted out, "Hey, Yankee fans," or "for the Yankee fans, 2 years and $62 million for Blake Snell would have actually been $96.1 million." He goes on to start quote tweeting people because people are like, "Why do you care about Hal's pockets?" He's like, "I'm literally just telling you." Like, he's a reporter. It's his job to report on things like that. Like, just so you know, it's not about Hal's pockets. It's like, just so you don't leave out that crucial math. And, you know, people are upset because the reports are saying that the Yankees and Astros declined to go north of $30 million. But the Giants are like, "Oh, we got money to blow. We tried to land Aaron Judge. We tried to land Carlos Correa. Oh, we got money to spend. We see how much they spent over there with the rival Dodgers. We got to keep running it up." I mean, good for them. Also, Brendan Cuddy goes on to quote tweet someone that actually understands that the Yankees, it would have cost them $98.1 million plus the second round, fifth round draft picks and the international free agent pool money. It's not worth it. It wasn't worth it. But another one off the list. For Yankee fans that were looking for Blake Snell, gone. Dylan Cease, gone. Corbin Burns, gone. It's just Jordan Montgomery out there, and at this point, I don't want Monty. Monty hasn't pitched. I mean, what's his ramp up going to be? What's he really going to be able to do? Again, I don't want you to sign someone right now that can't help us in October. If you're going over the luxury tax threshold for Jordan Montgomery, and just a couple years back you said he wouldn't get a start in October, obviously he's a World Series champion, you're sticking to the plan. And we've seen good things from some of these young guys. They're sticking to the plan. We'll see how it goes. And me as a Yankee fan, I wrote in my notes, good. Taper your expectations. Good, right? It's not good, but it's good to turn down the hype. The last few weeks, I've been telling you guys, don't believe the hype. That hype will get you killed. That hype is a drug that you love to get high on, and all you ever do is come crashing down, especially right here. Good. Maybe you should come down with your expectations, lower them a little bit, and just see how it goes. This team has to build a champion. They are not a champion. They don't have a bunch of players that played in October last year, right? Even the year before, they got swept out of the ALCS. So, yeah, what does that mean? Okay, they're banged up. So it isn't a guarantee that they just are stacked and get all the way to the World Series. It's actually harder than we realize. So Blake Snell to the Giants, And let's get back to the phones. Kenny, I said I was going to go to you. Kenny's out in Florida. First up on the Fan here.
Hi, thank you, Keith, for letting me stay on there.
Yeah, sorry. I wanted to bring you in at the end. We just, you know, Paulie, he's in my ear. We got a break, so.
I appreciate it. First time calling you. I'm a great Yankee fan, born in New York, but live in Florida now. But what do you think about, I don't know, Mike Clevenger? I saw trade rumors yesterday. He's only interested in a one-year contract. He used to be tough on the Yankees. It was all hectic, but I don't know. But I heard he had a domestic thing, but
yeah, another
MLB,
guy.
MLB didn't charge him like that, you know, but I don't know.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Kenny, and thanks for making your first call. It's just funny that you mention it, right? Even, you know, earlier I thought when we had the call with Dak Prescott, you're going to talk about Dak Prescott. So it was, you know, a quick Google search, Mike Clevenger allegations. 32-year-old Mike Clevenger was accused by a former partner of physical abuse, and she said that he threw a wad of chewing tobacco at their child. MLB began its investigation last fall, and the White Sox were not aware of the allegations when they signed Clevenger to a one-year, $12 million deal. And he won't face discipline. This came out March 5th, that he won't face discipline after the abuse complaint. And she said, Mike Clevenger, she added, you really deserve hell. I've kept quiet now for almost a year, and you continue to covertly abuse your infant. I don't know, man. Maybe there's also a reason why he's unsigned. 877-337-6666, but maybe he'll get picked up, maybe he won't be, but I think that definitely plays into the fact that he's not on a squad right now at 32. But then also, we don't know everything. So yeah, we read those things and it's harsh. We don't know this woman's motives. We don't know if what she's saying is the truth or a lie, but some people will take it at the truth and say, well, not worth bringing into our clubhouse. As I get to the bottom of this article, there have been 15 players suspended for violating the domestic violence, sexual assault, and child abuse policy since it was instituted in 2015. Trevor Bauer received the longest suspension at 324 games. It was later reduced to 194 games after an appeal. Like, they just got to throw that in to the ESPN article March 5th on Mike Clevenger. Like, just to let y'all know, this guy is the poster boy for it. Just to let y'all know, Trevor Bauer, they tried to give him 324 games when they found out about what he did. And time passes as it always does, and guys are so ready to bring the guy back into baseball, and I don't think baseball is ready to have him, and I don't think they will have him. 877-337-6666. I told you we were going to talk about a bunch of things. Let's continue on. Pat, thanks for holding out on Long Island. You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Two quick comments while I was listening. One was, man, these trolls to keep it PG on Twitter, now that I'm following you more and stuff. Wow, you are not kidding. God bless your patience.
Yeah, and I that's the thing, too. I wouldn't embellish and I wouldn't exaggerate about, like, the type of stuff that I read online and why my DMs are closed and why I mute, like, 700 accounts. It's because it's not real. It's not real life. Like, you can't do some of those things or say some of those things in real life. But I'm good at social media, in my opinion, as far as, like, that was my job before I did radio, and I'm able to just, like, see right through it and doesn't bother me. But, I, you know, it is what it is.
The next little comment listening, with this signing, does this raise Montgomery's prices? And I still don't want him. He's very expensive. But you could comment about that after. But the main reason why I'm calling was to the Jets. I still, as good as he's been, despite Zach Wilson and the Rodgers and, you know, all the injuries and stuff, Garrett Wilson is not a true number one. I feel he's small. I wanted to trade up for Marvin Harrison with the rumors gone that, you know, Fields might stay, and they're definitely getting Caleb Williams. Is there any chance we could trade up anymore?
Yeah, I'm not going to say there's no chance. What I always say is it comes down to relationships, right? Like, I think that, like, you know, Joe Shane had a relationship with the GM in Carolina. So he was at the front of the line for that Brian Burns trade. That was it. Like, yeah, all right, we're going to do this for you. Brian's down for it. You're going to pay him. Done. Even when we talk about Juan Soto, AJ Preller had a relationship with Omar Minaya, who now works right next to Brian Cashman. So the Yankees were at the front of the line last trade deadline, and then coming into the offseason, it started and ended with the Yankees. The Yankees never gave up their first spot in the line. So it depends on who Joe Douglas and the Jets have a relationship with over there in Arizona, or even in those three spots before Arizona, the Patriots, the Commanders, the Bears, which I think it's already locked up that all three of those teams need quarterbacks and are going to take quarterbacks. It's about relationships and who you can get on the phone and who you can work a deal out with. Maybe they can trade up to four, but I think obviously the Cardinals need a number one wide receiver, and this guy's got the bloodlines, everything we've seen about him. I think that they're taking him at four, and it's Marvin Harrison Jr. or nothing. Like, they don't. There's nothing you can offer them. What are you going to offer them, Alan Lazard?
Yeah, they don't have equity except maybe a bunch of picks. And then the last thing I want to say, if they get healthy, Hawkeyes are winning it again, but I think Houston's going to take it for the March Madness, and I will call you about that down the week.
Oh, good call, Pat. Houston, I mean, they have built a basketball factory. They have built a perennial March Madness bracket team. They are dominant this year from what I've seen, but anybody can get upset. Anybody can get got. Anybody can miss free throws. Anybody can miss that last second shot. We have seen it. This is the time for it. It is a one game single elimination. Speaking of one game, here comes the Knicks versus the Warriors out all the way in San Francisco, as we were speaking on the Chase Center. Brunson versus Steph Curry getting underway. Knicks fans, will get to you in a minute, but let's continue talking NFL draft. My guy Mario out in Long Beach on the Fan. Go, Mario, go.
What's happening, Keith?
You know, now we're actually into the multiple sports conversations. What I like to do, and watching the game and taking calls and thinking about the future and things that matter to us here more so than some other stuff.
You know, I was looking at the three quarterbacks, the top three that are coming out of the draft, and it's amazing how Jalen Daniels' numbers are off the charts. They're much better than Caleb Williams or Drake May.
Yeah, because in that offense and with those receivers and playing in the SEC, it was a free-for-all. They just
went off. Yeah, but how about 1,300 yards rushing, 8.4 yards per carry?
Yeah.
He's like a Lamar Jackson.
He's dynamic. That's why they're saying that's exactly why they're comparing him. His comp is Lamar Jackson. They're like, this guy can go. And what I keep saying about him, when I watched his Heisman speech, he talked about how his dad wanted him to be a corner, how his dad trained him to be a corner. But then he got very lanky. He got tall at 6'4", 210. But, like, growing up your whole life, football players, they always tell you the best athletes on the field are the corners. Why? Because they got to chase the best athletes on the other side of the ball around. So I'm like, this guy is just a football player, an athlete that is now starting to master the quarterback position. He did play right away at Arizona State, transferred, became what he became this year, winning the Heisman at LSU. I mean, I would love to see him in a Giants jersey with Brian Daboll. It has nothing to do with my Cowboys fandom because I really don't care about that.
Yeah,
but I'm talking about the right situation for him is not the Commanders with a new owner, new head coach, new offensive coordinator, new players. Man, if he was able to land with the Giants and Brian Daboll, I think, could maximize the kid's potential.
They can't get up that high.
We don't know that. That's what I just said.
But they don't have the draft capital to get up there. Who are they giving up?
We don't know what they'll give up. I know they traded for Brian Burns, but they definitely have some connections with the Patriots, right? I mean, Daboll used to be over there. We don't know who can pull off what, right? I mean, the stupid Carolina Panthers absolutely got finessed by the Bears. I saw a graphic the other day of what the Bears have been able to do from that trade. Usually it takes a while to see how trades age and who won the trade. No, the Bears won the trade every single way. For Bryce Young, oh, man, they better get a great offensive
line. So you watched Williams a lot from your perspective, being a college quarterback, and I respect your opinion. Does he look like he has the ceiling of a Lamar Jackson?
Williams?
Yeah. No, not Williams.
Jaden Daniels?
Yeah.
I don't know. Lamar is 1-1 in my opinion, and Lamar, they didn't grade very high. Lamar, that's why he said not bad for a running back. They're like, this guy's not going to pan out as a quarterback. He's got to change to running back or wide receiver. Obviously, we've come a long way. We've evolved in our thinking. These black dudes can play quarterback in the NFL. We don't have to just turn them all into running backs and wide receivers and safeties. For Jaden Daniels, he's rising up. Like, they're looking at his film and comparing it to Drake May, and they're like, he has a better arm, he can run, he's more dynamic. This is the guy that fits the modern-day NFL more. He just got to fall into the right situation.
I hope so. Nice talking to you. Thank you for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Mario. Yeah, and you know what? I watch college football just like I watch college basketball, but actually not just like I watch college basketball. I watch college football much more than college basketball. And these guys, you can't miss. These guys are the marquee guys. These guys are the reasons why their teams are successful a lot of times. And, like, the quarterback has the ball every play. And Jaden Daniels has some ridiculous highlights. He has some ridiculous runs and throws. And he did it in the SEC, which many people consider the best conference in football. 877-337-6666. I think the Giants are going to have to face him. I think the Commanders are looking at him as what Robert Griffin III was supposed to be. And he could be better than Robert Griffin III. But like I said, as I'm looking at these quarterbacks, you know, Caleb Williams is going to Chicago now because they just traded away Justin Fields. They're not going to go with my guy Tyson Bagent. And then the next team on the clock, like, why wouldn't the Commanders take Jaden Daniels? They are. They will. And then Drake May to the Patriots. It makes sense. You can see him fit in the Tom Brady mold, Tom Brady type. I don't know if he's Tom Brady, but you understand what I'm saying. And then for Marvin Harrison Jr., and then they're saying Malik Nabers and Rome Odunze. I'm like, that's high for receivers, especially going off of last year. But it all goes off a need. It all goes off of what these team needs, or the team needs. So like I said, I've watched college football my entire life. On Saturday, especially as a young guy wanting to play in college, I used to be more into college basketball when I was like a young Duke fan and just didn't know any better. Don't ask. It is what it is. You watch TV. They show Duke a lot. You see the Cameron Crazies, Coach K, the players. I was a Duke fan growing up. I know there's people like, front runner, this guy likes the Cowboys, the Yankees.
Don't forget. Yep.
Duke, let me guess, you're a Lakers fan? Almost. You guys know my story about my brother taking me to go see Kobe at the Garden. I was this close to being a Lakers fan, but no, I chose the Mets. I chose the Nets.
Oh, I'm going to get that.
I chose the Mets? Yeah, well, I did choose the Mets. These are my Mets.
These are my Mets.
To make
That's
it happen.
Right.
So I can give you something to do instead of clipping me. Cue up those quotes from Steve Cohen.
Smooth transition from my guy, Keith
of
McPherson.
Of course. Steve Cohen appears to take subtle jab at former team's owner amid struggles. Right? He said, I got what I got, right? I inherited what was here. Steve Cohen discusses improved Mets farm system. All right, Steve. Steve praises the Mets pitching prospects development. Steve says the prospects are bright for the future. They're winning spring training games, and King Cohen is pleased with his kingdom. Was it 4 years now? Did he say anything about that whole championship window? Oh, no. Forget we ever said that at all. Okay, back to you have that? Did he speak on that? All right, so cue those up. Let me get to Peter in Manhattan on the Fan. Peter, you got it.
Hi, Keith. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks to Fleegs also. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the NCAA selection draft. I mean, this is totally embarrassing. I mean, they're taking three teams from the Big East, which arguably is the best conference out there. Now, here's the issue I have in you know, you have these conference, you have these championships, but there's no penalty. So, in other words, let me give you an example. The North Carolina wins, and North Carolina State wins, so they get into the NCAA because they won the tournament. You know, the conference. Now, here's the problem: North Carolina loses, the other top seed Houston loses. So, yeah, the number one seed, whoever won that goes to the NCAA. And then you have the third team, I forget, also loses. So basically, St. John's gets the short end of the deal, as you know, other teams. Now, here's my take on it. There's no penalty for a team like North Carolina to lose, but there's a big reward for the winner. So you get a team like North Carolina State that's terrible, making the NCAA. North Carolina loses, number one seed in their bracket. So my suggestion is, there should be a penalty for losing. And the possibility is just put the number one seeds that lose, put them all in the same bracket. So that's my beef against these conference and then you have the Ivy League. I mean, none of these teams belong in the NCAA. So that's totally embarrassing. But my big beef is there's a reward for bad teams that win the conference championship, and then the team that's ranked number one loses, and now they're ranked number one in the NCAA. That's my beef, Keith.
And thanks for the call, Peter. Where's the beef? Peter has all of it in Manhattan somewhere. Against the NCAA, I'm trying to go backwards here. Like, to say the Ivy League, those kids don't deserve to be in the tournament, of course they do. They have their own league. They're just the smart kids. Like, they hoop, though. A lot of those kids are there because they're smart and they hoop. They deserve a team. And then this national tournament has nothing necessarily to do with the conference tournaments. And when I think about the selection committee, they are thinking about regions where these games are played, what teams to put where. They're also projecting potential matchups for the second round, third round that are going to make them money in TV dollars. My biggest beef with March Madness is you got to watch it on True TV, TBS, TNT. What? And in the streaming era, that's harder to do. You can't just flick the channel to the next. Oh, here it is. So, I mean, we all going to have our beefs, but ultimately, like, I was reading an article earlier about, like, I heard all this stuff about St. John's. Just stop, please. And I'm not going to call you crybabies like Evan did. Cry. You have a reason to cry, but just don't think that it's just you, all right? Providence is pissed off last night into today. Pittsburgh feels that way. Indiana State, we learned about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. We thought it was sure that Kareem, right? Cream, not Kareem, Cream, what'd they call him? Larry Blurred. We thought that kid was a surefire thing with Indiana State to get in because of the story. They only had 6 losses on the season. Well, didn't make the cut. What other team? Oklahoma, Seton Hall, Shaheen Holloway. What a story he was just last year with St. Okay, everybody can't get in, and they have to make decisions, and somebody's got to get snubbed. And the reasons that they snub you, you're going to have beef with, but that's what it is. They're not expanding the tournament. They already did. And I don't know. I just don't care so much about that. We're not going to care. All right? Like, these teams are going to get knocked off. And I have not filled out a bracket yet. And I'm going to actually start to look. But I don't like to get too deep into it. I actually play a boxes pool where you buy boxes for $25 and you get scores. And then each round, if, you know, like I have 6 and 4, like the winning number is 6, the losing number is 4. Anytime that number hits, you know, it could be final score 86-74, you get paid out. And I think it goes like 25, 50, 150, like, I don't know. There's too many college teams to know who the best guys are, who the best, whatever. But you got to just try and find the, you know, mid-major, lower teams that haven't lost too much or have good matchups or are playing in a region where their home fans will be able to attend the game, and then maybe you go with that. 877-337-6666. I mean, I used to be a fiend for this stuff. I'm telling you, I used to be printing these brackets out, running them in high school. I used to be running to the teacher's lounge, like the teacher's room, hiding in there watching the TV until a teacher popped in. What are you doing in here? And then I just act like a ghost, like they didn't see me. I was collecting $5 brackets in Ocean Township High School. I was filling out 20 different brackets. I had the heart and the mind, what my heart thought, what my mind thought. And I used to actually know all the different players and, like, follow college basketball like that. I don't do it as much anymore. One, I don't have the time. Two, my job. Like, the call we just took from Peter in Manhattan, some of you are probably like, this is exactly why we don't talk about college basketball on the air. Keith McPherson on the Fan. When we come back, we're going to talk Knicks as the Knicks are on the floor. A little bit of Rangers hockey as well. How are my Devils fans feeling? I think I got a call last week. Maybe it was Josh and Passaic that was like, but Keith, the Devils are only 4 points out of the wild card. I'm like, they're not reeling me back in. Islanders fans, let's talk a little hockey. Obviously talk some Knicks. And we will continue with the NFL draft talk on both sides. And I think it's time to bring in the audio from Steve Cohen. Maybe you've heard it. Maybe you haven't. But I would like to play some and react to it. Keith McPherson on the Fan, right?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right back after this.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Mets, for the first time in 15 years, are champions of the National League.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
More Dr. Dre on The Fan. Keith McPherson on The Fan in New York. Under 90 minutes left. We've hit that 90-minute mark in the shift. I told you guys about that. When I used to work different jobs in shifts, I would never wait for the last hour. I needed to hit that 90-minute mark and power through the last hour and a half. Like, almost out, baby. Going home. I don't feel so much like that here. I feel like the clock is burning on me and working against me. But it is what it is. I know we have the Steve Cohen clips queued up and the sounds queued up. I'm not about to troll at all. As we get closer to the actual season, you'll see there's less trolling and more just, I don't know, actual baseball to talk about with the Mets. I'm not a Mets fan. I don't have to be, but I am very intrigued by the team that they put together. I am very interested in seeing what they turn into this year with the philosophy change. And let's see where I am. I have a bracket in front of me now. And I'm also getting on to the tweets and the Twitterer, and I'm seeing some people, you know, it's a shame. There are some grown baby boys. I can't even call y'all grown men. There are some grown-ass boys that just don't get it out here. I'm the problem. It's my fault, right? It's me. I got it all wrong. No, you guys need some help. 877-337-6666. Knicks are on. I said we would potentially talk some puck and hockey. Let's go to Jeff in Brooklyn. Jeff, you're on The Fan.
How you doing there, Keith?
Great, man. Thanks for calling.
Okay, excellent show.
Thank you.
Love it. You're welcome. Listen, I just want to talk a little Rangers, and I know Lindgren looks like he got hurt pretty bad yesterday. And would you happen to know the extent of his injury and how long he's going
to
be out?
No, and I was reading something about it. It goes back to the hockey injuries. We never, even Paulie, like hockey can be vague because they've always been vague, right? The Yankees are vague about injuries, and we're like, hey, they're withholding information. Hockey, they don't tell you anything, so it's only a couple weeks. And I was reading that, and I'm like, this falls in line. As I'm learning more about hockey, and it's just a lower body injury, upper body injury, and they don't tell you anything.
Right, I know that's what they tell you, upper or lower body.
I don't know any better than you or Paulie, no.
Yeah, what I like about the Rangers is they're a very deep club, and they have a defenseman who's been up and down like a yo-yo, Zach Jones, excellent. I wish he would get more playing time. Gustafsson is good offensively, but he has, even though he's been in the league for a while, he's has a couple of shortcomings defensively.
Yeah, well, I'll say this. At least you traded for some guys at the deadline, and there's like a month left of the season where if some guys got a rest to get right, that's fine. If you need to figure out some things by, you know, playing some other guys here and there to see what you have, now's the time to do it, and then everybody healthy and right for the playoff run.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. But I think they may have a pretty good shot at the Stanley Cup with the best backup goaltender in hockey, Jonathan Quick. And just Durkin has been the last 22 games or something like that. He's been something else.
What a great addition to this team. Thanks for the call, Jeff. And obviously Peter Laviolette coming in for Gerard Gallant. And when you look at the Rangers' season, you're not expecting anything less but a trip to the Stanley Cup playoffs. 877-337-6666. They've been a wagon all year. Winning streaks, dominating teams, bullying teams. And I would expect more of that to come. And it's just another test, right? Hedl got hurt. And who else was hurt for the Rangers not long ago? They've been without a few different guys here. And that's why you build a team. That's why you build a squad that has reinforcements and young guys and other. Oh, Jacob Trouba had got hurt. Who else? There's another name. Not Blake Wheeler, Ben Harper, and now Ryan Lindgren. So, what do you got?
Philip Hedl also got hurt this year.
Yeah, Philip Hedl. I just said so. Like that was early on, though. That was like I feel like that happened like months ago. Trouba just went down this month, and now you have Lindgren. So it's like, hey, it's a team you got to follow up, and hopefully that doesn't derail you. I mean, injuries hurt the New Jersey Devils, who I root for this year, obviously with Dougie Hamilton, and then Jack Hughes missing some time, and I feel like he did not come back himself. And as I look at the standings right now, the Devils are the seventh-ranked team looking at the wild card. I think it's pretty much done. I know there's a small percentage. So you're saying there's a chance. There are Devils fans that are like, they beat the Stars. Keith, there's still a chance. I don't really think there's an actual chance. Dave is in Commack, New York on the Fan. Go for it, Dave.
Hey, Keith. How are you?
Good, man.
I was going to say, as you very well know, I hate the Rangers. But unfortunately, my Icelanders never showed up yesterday.
Yeah, it's tough. They got beat up, and you know what? They're, as I'm talking about the wild card, they're the fourth wild card spot, and it seems like they don't really want it. When they make a little bit of headway, they take two steps back.
I don't think they want it bad enough. This team doesn't want to win bad enough. It's not like the 80s Islanders where they couldn't stand losing. This team just doesn't care. They got too much deadwood. They've got too many bad contracts. There's no incentive for them to do anything because they got their money. Essentially, they're just basically riding it out. And
they bring in a new coach. They don't make any moves at the deadline. They feel like they've got enough, but I think they're going to come up short too. And I think weeks ago I said I expect the Islanders and the Devils to come up short, giving the Rangers the floor here as the only hockey team in town that'll be in the Stanley Cup playoffs and all the pressure on them.
I think the Devils will probably get in ahead of the Islanders.
You think they'll finish higher in the standings? I don't think they'll actually get in.
I think the Devils will end up beating out the Islanders.
Don't the Islanders and Devils play each other a couple times here coming up down the stretch as I pull up the schedule?
By the way, did you read the article in Newsday?
Twice. So March 24th and April 15th. Which article in Newsday?
It was in today's paper.
No, I probably didn't catch it.
About the building and the owners are losing money.
Oh, like, about UBS and the traffic.
Right.
And
what
yeah.
a surprise that is. You know why? Because the fans are fed up. They're not going to the games. The other thing is, if they weren't commuting to Brooklyn by the Long Island Railroad, they're definitely not going to do it to UBS. And $50 to park is what I was reading on All Things Islanders on Facebook, at $20 for beer.
That's what it is. I mean, and they reserve the right to charge whatever they want to charge in New York at a pro sporting event. That's what,
$50 to park?
No, I know. That sounds ridiculous. That's,
you know what
I mean, it's close to that at MetLife.
What is it, Hipster Terrific? I used to park in the neighborhood across the street and walk over.
Yeah, I mean, Yankee Stadium is $45. I almost never do that. Even before I had access and parking passes, I park on 171st, 170th, and walk down.
But you're pressed. Don't you get free parking and free admission?
Well, now I have a connection to get a parking pass and park in the garage, yes. But I didn't always have that. I've spent way more years not on the radio, not part of the media, going to Yankee Stadium.
Oh, so you know what? I'm mixing you up with the Rangers, because you take the subway. But, you know, who wants to be on the subway nowadays based on what's going on?
Well, if you're going to Madison Square Garden, I would suggest you – I've never driven to Madison Square Garden. I would suggest you take the train. The train goes right underneath the building. But, yeah, unfortunate, man. What we're seeing coming out of our subway system. My wife is on the subway going to work every day. And as Yankee season starts, a lot of us are going to be on the subway getting the Yankee Stadium, because you don't want to deal with that traffic. And the parking, as we're speaking of, it's got to be better. It's got to change. I fear it gets worse. I've seen with my own eyes some crazy stuff go on the train. I feel terrible for the people that just try to go home or go to work or go anywhere in the city, and they're subject to violence and terrible things going on their car that they choose to step on. I mean, not for nothing. I've stepped on cars. I've stepped on cars, taking a look at what's going on, and then the next stop, I'm off that car just because somebody was yapping or somebody was drawing too much attention to themselves or playing music or ranting. I'm like, nah, I'd rather not. It sucks. It is what it is, though. 877-337-6666. It's New York. That's exactly what it is. We take the subway. You got to get on the train to get to where you got to go. Some people don't have cars, and some people don't want to be in traffic. And the fastest way for you to get from point A to point B is to swipe that Metro card and go down there and enter at your own risk. It sucks. I pray for it to get better. And I know I'll be on the train as we get, you know, closer to baseball season, but maybe I won't be. Maybe I'll drive. I drive a lot too, but there's definitely some games where if I don't get out of my house by 4 p.m., I don't want to drive to the game. And some of you understand that, right? Like, the traffic builds, and like, I'm coming from Jersey City, where with no traffic, I could get to Yankee Stadium in 45 minutes. But it's double the time with traffic, where like, once you get to like 5, there's no point. There's no point in trying to fight that traffic. And I'd rather, you know, drive to the station and get on the train. But now I just really rather not get on the train. But here it comes. 877-337-6666. We're going to play the cuts from Steve Cohen when we come back. We'll talk more about the Mets and the Yankees. My Casamigos big shot of the night still on deck for 11 o'clock. And then open mic hour. We'll open it up to whatever you guys want to talk about. Keith McPherson on The Fan, BRB.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Mets have acquired Mike Piazza from the Florida Marlins.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Rocking and rolling on The Fan tonight. I mean, what haven't we talked about? A bunch of things. I had to take the time tonight to just share my position, my thought, my take on something that came up late at night. And, you know, there's something that happens late at night. There's a different audience for myself and C-Mac. C-Mac's coming up next in about an hour. And obviously we can't use profanity, but, like, the subject matter can shift. And, like, I know during the day we can talk about, you know, Pat and Wieners in the bathroom, and that's one level of stuff. But there is another level of, like, serious stuff that's not really appropriate for young ears and not really appropriate for the daylight hours, but you can't dodge it. You can't duck it. And I just got to a point where I got tired of taking the same calls over and over again. And it felt like my position and my stance on it that I arrived at over the last 2 months on my own, I felt like there was nobody calling from that side. So I opened up tonight really leaning into what I felt and what I thought about it and hoping that nobody called me to counter. And all we got in the beginning was like three counters. I'm like, oh, you guys aren't hearing me. You don't get it. So that's fine. You win. I don't win. But really nobody wins. And we tried to move on and talk about some football stuff. You know, I'm glad I also didn't humor the whole Vice President Aaron Rodgers conversation. I might have spoke on it for 5 minutes, and one little quote card gets created that got more attention than my actual show got. You know, shout out to Odyssey Sports. I appreciate Odyssey Sports, WFAN, whenever I get featured as a nighttime host, as a young host, as somebody that hasn't been here long, going on 3 years, you know? But, you know, what I saw from that post, people calling me a snowflake, people trying to compare LeBron James' shut up and dribble situation to what I said about Aaron Rodgers, I came in last week to be like, no, you got the wrong guy. Like, if you think that I'm bringing politics, like, I'm not. Like, I'm not that kind of guy. And then this weekend, we find out that that was not a real thing. And, you know, I heard Evan and Tiki talking about how it sets them, sets Aaron Rodgers up for years down the line. No. Let's talk football. Let's talk about the draft. Let's talk about Joe Douglas and the moves that he made and who's on the trade block and Corey Davis retiring, unretiring, coming back. Or are they going to have a visit with Odell Beckham Jr.? They're visiting with Mike Williams. Cool. And on the Giants side, I saw the report earlier today about Russell Wilson. And we all thought when Russell Wilson made a stop and we saw him at Newark Airport, made a stop in New Jersey to talk to the Giants, we all thought, oh, that is a signal that they're done with Daniel Jones. And then I read a report where in those conversations they told Russell Wilson, there's no guarantee that you'll start over Daniel Jones. What? If both healthy? Russ? And I'm like, I think we just, you know, we live in this time where we disrespect the guy so much online. Like, Russ always catches strays for being a good man, being a family man, being a Christian. People want to drag him for that, but then we want to build up other guys. And I understand cancel culture. Cancel culture is more around people that make one or two mistakes, right? And then get vilified for it. Like, I know we spent way too much time last year talking about Kyrie Irving and the year before. But when you think about what Kyrie Irving did versus what Trevor Bauer has done, who would you rather have on your team? Now, I know that's a path I do not want to go down, because a lot of you would say neither. Not one of them. But, you know, Kyrie, the guy just thinks he's too smart. And he posted some things that got him in trouble. And then he also was anti-vax, and that got him in trouble, and that got him out of here. And now you see him hitting game winners for the Dallas Mavericks, and the Dallas Mavericks fans would have never got him if he didn't have the, you know, rocky time that he had here in Brooklyn. And, you know, Joe Tsai, the owner of the Brooklyn Nets, had so much to say against his own players. But where is he at now? As the Nets are terrible. The Nets are not even worth me speaking of during my show at all. 877-337-6666. I do want to talk about the Mets, Paulie. Can we play some smooth sounds of Moneybagg Co. and the Make It Happen Mets? I mean, the King Cohen stuff is laughable. He ain't no king to me. He's got a long way to go, but I think he's on the right track. I've been on the record saying David Stearns is here now. So what Steve didn't know, David Stearns knows. And together, the knowledge and the power and the bank that they have, I think in the future you're going to see a great area over there in Queens, and potentially a great team to mirror it. Let's hear from the Mets owner, Steve Cohen, over the weekend down at Mets camp, feeling pretty good about the state of things.
Well, you know, as I'll say it, and I'll say it again, I said I'd be slightly disappointed, okay? Okay, so just let's clarify that, okay? You know, but in the end, you know, you got to set big goals. And otherwise, you don't set big goals, you're never going to get there.
Yeah, lofty goals, but maybe goals where, like, we get ahead of ourselves here in New York. You know it. The Yankees' goal is to win a World Series every year. It's been 15 years since they've gotten to one. And if you're coming in and people are tabbing you as the new George Steinbrenner, you're going to come in and talk World Series. You're going to talk as a fan and say you want to win and put a timetable on it, thinking that your money is so powerful you can just buy your way to a championship. What other cuts do we have from Steve? Anything about the young guys and the pitching? Anything about...
So this is what would qualify as a successful 2024 season.
All right.
I think making the playoffs. You know, I think, you know, I think that would be, you know, obviously last year was a real disappointment. You know, we came in with high expectations and that's, you know, and when you get there, you know, I wasn't expecting what happened.
None of us were. They're supposed to be the make it happen Mets, not the let it happen Mets. What did I tell y'all? Losers let it happen, winners make it happen. Maybe they fall somewhere in between.
I think that's probably accurate. This is him thinking the team will be better than others expect.
The pitching looks really terrific so far, and that, I mean, that's a real plus. You know, we've talked about being competitive, and my expectation is we will be. I think the club looks pretty good. I think you know, the general expectations are pretty low, and I think we're going to surprise to the upside.
Good. Here we go, folks. We are 10 days away from opening day, and I will be laughing about it, smiling about it, if the Mets start off super hot and shut up a lot of their own fans. This is a punt season. This team's going to suck. They're terrible. None of us know that. None of us know what they're going to be when they cross that chalky line at first and step on the field. None of us know what they actually have. It might not be as shiny as having some of the guys that they signed in the past few years, but that's the beauty of baseball, man. They got to put that ball on the mound and throw it across the plate, and some guys are going to hit it, some guys aren't, and sometimes things go your way, sometimes they don't. Sometimes the hitters are behind schedule and the pitchers are ahead of schedule. Maybe somebody starts off super hot and cools off. We will have nightly shows to talk about every game and see where we go from there. All right, where we're going to go from here is to the 11 o'clock hour, my last hour on the Fan, open mic, whatever you guys want to talk about. My Casamigos big shot of the night coming up right after this.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.